I suppose it has sunk in a wee bit there too as well. It was great over the weekend, massive buzz. But I suppose we were back at training there last night, Fergal and Brian, and just back, and we know the task in hand now, the next game. It was great, you know, and a massive performance as well. But I suppose, you know, we have to remember we haven't won anything yet. We've been in this position before too as well. We want to finish the job this time.
Yeah, you were there in 2018 as well, just fell a bit short against Dublin.
Yeah, you know, remember that day too as well, and the whole build up as well, and you know, the quick start that we made too. And probably maybe thinking we're in a good position, and next thing you know you're down 5 points at half time, and the game quickly can, you know, get away from you too as well. So we want to make sure that we do everything, you know, possible here in these next couple of weeks to you know, make a count, because with a condensed season there's only going to be a few training sessions in between.
Very short run in, you probably, the last time you got maybe 3 weeks or something, you got maybe time to enjoy your semi-final win and then look forward, but there's really, you haven't got time to take breath at all.
No, I think that's it. Like, you know, really the last time you probably had a bit more time, you know, to take it all in too, but it's back to the training field, and you know, it's only what tomorrow's going to be like a week and a half again out to the game, which is good too as well. I enjoy that, you know, the fact that the games are coming quick too, but you know, you can never get too high or never get too low in sport, you know, that's so important, and Mayo's a formidable outfit, we know that.
Was Saturday evening's performance against Kerry as good as you've ever seen this Tyrone team play?
I'm not too sure. I think in terms of determination and grit, probably yes. And, you know, just that kind of, you know, intensity of getting over the line, I think, yes, I'd probably say yes on that. And kind of not, we weren't going to get beat that kind of way. That was probably something different that we haven't brought before. But in terms of watching back the game and different things, there was a lot of, you know, kind of things that we could, you know, improve on. And, you know, in terms of, we gave a ball away a lot, you know, a few black yards there, like we need to be managing better too as well. Going 5 points up and then not, you know, we kind of could have pushed on a bit more too. But I suppose that's games, but it was a big performance, you know, it was a big performance for that team too as well, because I suppose we've came into the games before against the bigger opposition and maybe haven't done it.
You went in very much as underdogs last weekend. I'm not sure about next weekend. I suppose on the back of that performance, it'll be very much 50-50.
Oh yeah, it's 50-50 game, as you say, and we don't mind that. And of course, the underdog tag, you know, suited us, and that, you know, kind of mentality as well. But whether or not, you know, 50-50, you know, you're the favourites or underdogs as well, we just have to prepare as best we can, and you know, make sure that we meet the challenge head on. Mayo next Saturday too as well, but it's great to be there.
You're playing well, enjoying your game. You were a little bit off early on in the season, were you?
Aye, well, I don't know if it was a little bit off. I just kind of was trying, I suppose I was on the bench, like, you know, and just waiting for my chance, and, you know, send a few other ones just there before. I was kind of thinking, am I going to get my chance? I always have, you know, big, you know, self-confidence in myself and what I can do. But, you know, I played a few sub appearances, but, you know, so competitive, and, you know, different managers in, but they gave me my chance against Cavan. I came in, I was ready for it, I was buzzing, and I took it, and now I've been in the team. But again, no guarantees I'm going to be in the team the next day, so I have to keep pushing on.
What's it like for a forward when you see your cornerback, your fullback, your two cornerbacks and your fullback going up and scoring?
Pretty good too as well. It just shows you the strength of the team and the whole versatility. We're all footballers in that team, and you know, Michael, Ronan and Potty, it's a massive lift, you know, just saying it too as well, you know, especially maybe some of your forwards maybe not getting the same room, you know, darn, you know, some of the times the ball was going in for him, it just didn't work for him, and then to have other boys chipping in for scores, that's what you need, it's a whole team job, and then they're running back and next thing they're picking up their men, and you know, they're picking up really lethal forwards as well, so it gives you a big confidence.
Yeah, and when your goalkeeper comes out and takes a 70 metre free and drops it over the bar nonchalantly.
Aye, well, that helps too as well. You know, he missed a few easier ones now too as well, so if he clean those up, you know, maybe I'm being a bit harsh on him, but oh, that was a serious free. You know, I played with Niall with St Mary's, played with him with Tyrone, you know, underage a lot, and I've never seen him hit a free like that. I think the referee was maybe going to award square ball, and then I just seen it going over, and probably at the time I didn't notice how far out it was, but big kick and small margins, it was a point in it at the end. So, you know, there you go. This time next year, knowing Niall, you never know. He could be out the field. He could be anywhere, the way the keeper's going, like, you know. But we're lucky to have him, like, too, as well. Fantastic, like, you know, really, too, as well. But not only just that, but what he brings at the back, too, as well. So, you need everybody, you know, piling in.
As we mentioned, quite a few of that team, the bulk of that team, bar two or three, played in 2018. A lot of experience in that Tyrone team.
There is, and sometimes I think sometimes people forget about that there too as well, but there is a lot of experience, and I suppose for us boys, there's a lot of trust, and we've been together a long time too as well, and, you know, can back each other up, and Mayo's probably the same. They've been in a lot of finals as well, but we've been there too, and we know, you know, the hurt, you know, from a loss in an All-Ireland final, and you don't get many opportunities to get back again, and, you know, this is another chance. So, you know, we want to make sure that we, you know, do ourselves justice again, but no doubt Mayo's going to be looking at that too as well. So two hungry teams going into the final, and may the best team win.
Tell me, what do you make of Mayo?
A serious team, serious operators. Like, watched that game the last time against Dublin, and again at half time, probably thinking, you know, that maybe, right, they're not coming back from this, but always felt that they had a kick and they were doing all right. But no, they're a serious team, serious unit. Strength, you know, the power that they have, they're very physical. Anytime they've played against us too as well, there hasn't been much in it. And I think they've got a really nice blend of youth and experience. You've seen the boys coming off the bench, you know, different things, and the manager not afraid to make the big calls on the day too as well, you know. But, you know, keeper kicking that free like Niall too as well. So very similar to ourselves in terms of, you know, pace and power and different things, and feeding off the turnovers. So it's going to be a big battle again, like, you know, really, but one we'll look forward to.
Are they much different to Kerry?
I would say yes. So I think in terms of Kerry, definitely have the silky footballers and the silky players as well. But I just think in terms of kind of the running power and the kind of physical, just, you know, these Mayo boys are, you know, in the flesh, like, they're big men, and they're also so powerful too as well. They can score, and as I said, they're just never give up attitude too as well. We know Kerry is a fantastic team too as well. We got to remember that Mayo, Kerry were, you know, have been about a couple of years, but, you know, Mayo have been about a number of years. They've been in a number of finals too as well. So, you know, they've been there and they've always been about. So, you know, yeah, they're going to be, you know, an over step up, I think, on Kerry again.
And finally, you reached a massive high last weekend to beat Kerry, didn't you? You had to just really step up. Can you repeat that again this weekend, or this weekend?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I know we can. But again, it's keeping the feet on the ground. We haven't done anything, and make sure we get back to training, as I said, every night as well. But we know we're going to have to lift it again. But I know the quality. I know the calibre in the squad. And as long as we make sure we've got the attitude right and apply ourselves, you know, right to the game next week, you know, I think we could do it.